Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. I pray that I'm still online. I hope to you listeners. We're going to have a short prayer. Our Father God Almighty, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you for being that bright and morning star. We thank you for being a rock of all ages. We thank you for being that great physician. We thank you for being that divine teacher. We thank you for being the water of life. We thank you for being the bread of life. We thank you for being the good shepherd. We just thank you for so much. You are so much more than what I say, Lord God. I can't even begin to say who you are, but you the King of Kings. You the everything, Lord. You everything to me. You mean everything to me. I love you. I praise you. I worship you. I magnify your name because who you are. I don't thank you for what you've done, but I thank you because of who you are, Lord, and what you can do, Lord God. You're a good God. You're a great God. You're a mighty God. You're a prayer-hand God. You're a sovereign God, Lord. You got all power in heaven and earth is in your hand. I just thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way, letting me see a new day that I had never seen before, closing me in my right mind, giving me the activity of all my limbs, Lord God. I pray for those in the nursing home, those that are incarcerated, Lord God, those in the hospital, some are laying there, don't know the right hand from the left, Lord God. I thank you for giving me the mind, Lord, to just be on this radio, Lord, broadcaster. And I'm praying that you will hear what I got to say. And I will say something that will encourage you to just go a little further along. Just never give up on God, and he will never give up on you because he loves you so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're striving for the everlasting life, Lord God. We're going to live in a way that we will get that everlasting life, Lord God. Lord God, we know one day that he's coming back, Lord God. Let us be ready to receive him, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Just keep us, Lord God, in your divine care. If you keep us, we shall be kept, Lord God. If you heal us, we shall be healed, Lord God. And we just thank you for our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Lord God. Bless them in a mighty way. Not only my kids, but all our kids that are listening to this broadcast, Lord. Just bless them in a mighty way. Bless the parents, Lord God. Let the parents teach the parents how to raise their kids, Lord. Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. And as I speak, Lord God, let me decrease as you increase. Not my words, but your word. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. What we're talking about today is seeing life from God's view. And he said in Isaiah, now I'm going to read it. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That means that we don't think the way God thinks. God thinks one way, we think another. Most of the time when God tells us to do something, we don't want to do it. We hesitate. But I'm here to tell you that God knows what he's doing. When God tells us to do something, we must be obedient and do what he tells us to do. We must trust God's plan for our lives. Then James, he said in the 4th chapter and the 15th verse, for as you know not what you shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and it vanishes away. That means that we're here just for a little while, then we are gone. We're here today and maybe gone tomorrow. We don't see things as they are. The way we see things are entirely different from the way God sees things. God sees them as they are. The way we see our life shapes our life. How you define your life, your destiny is your destiny. The way you see your life will influence how you invest your time. Our time, we need to value our time. We need to study God's word more. We need to meditate on his word more. We need to do the thing that is pleasing to God. The way we spend our money, we must give to the church the amount that we're supposed to give. We must take care of our home. We must take care of our kids and spend our money wisely. Use our talent. Use what God has given us. Some people have great talent, and they just hide it. I don't understand that. My son-in-law and my daughter, they have tremendous talent, and all my girls, and they are sitting on it. They need to use what God has given them. Value your relationship. Value your relationship with your husband, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, because they is there today and may be gone tomorrow. We must have a renewed mind to see things the way God sees. God wants us to see life. In Romans 12 and 2, verse says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We must have a renewed mind. The things we used to do, we shouldn't do those things. We must do the thing that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. Put off that old way of doing things. Put off that old man. Put on that new man, which is like Christ Jesus, have the characteristic of Christ. Paul said in Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus. I just said, have the mind of Christ. Let that mind be in you what that was in Christ Jesus. If we have the mind of Christ, we will do the right thing. We will be humble. We will be just. We will be faithful. We will be merciful. We will be good. We will be kind. Your manifold influence your life more than you realize. It determines your expectation, your value, your relationship, your goals, your priorities. The Bible offers three manifolds. God's view of life. Life is a test, is a trust, and is a temporary assignment. We're just pivoting and scrambling, traveling through a barren land. This is not our home. Heaven is my goal. Look throughout the Bible. Job's life was a test. God continued to test our character, where we are. Our faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Our obedience, being obedient to him. When he tells us to do something, do it. We might not understand it always, but do it anyway. Just trust his plan for our life. And just obey him. He's not going to tell you to do anything wrong. Because he loves us. Love, he loves us so much that he gave all that he had. Integrity and loyalty. Be loyal to Christ. God tested Abraham by asking him to offer his son Isaac. God tested Jacob when he had to work 7 more years for Rachel. Because he worked 7 years and the father, he gave him Leah. Then he had to work 7 more years for Rachel. David, he failed his test about God on several occasions. The Bible also gives example of people who did pass the test, such as Joseph, Ruth, Esther, and Daniel. Character is both developed and revealed by tests, and all of life is a test. God constantly watches our response to people, problems, success, conflict, illness, disappointment, and even the weather. Sometimes we have problems. Sometimes we have success. Sometimes we have conflict. Sometimes we have illness that we don't understand why. But that's all right. No matter what God lays on me, I have told God no matter what falls on me, that I'm not going to worry about it because he's in charge of my life. And whatever will be. Even the weather, you will be tested on major changes, delayed promises. You ask God for something and it don't come right away. Sometimes we give up and we move on our own. When we move on our own, that's when we mess things up. Wait on God. When you ask God for something, wait on him to deliver it, to come through for you. Promises. God can make all the promises that God made us. He is able to fulfill those promises because we're going to stand on his word. And whatever we ask him be lined up with his will for our life. Impossible problems that we don't know how to solve. Impossible for us to solve. Let God handle it. Let go and let God do it. Unanswered prayer. Prayer that's not answered. Just 1 minute. Let me get us some water because I'm getting hoarse. Yes. Unanswered prayer. Undeserved criticism and tragedy. God tested Hezekiah's character to see what was in his heart. A very important test is how you act when you can't feel God present in your life. How will you act when you can't feel God present in your life? I don't know how I would act. I have always felt his presence, so I don't know how I would act. Just bear with me. Sometimes God continues to draw back and we don't sense his closeness. A king named Hezekiah experienced this test. Hezekiah had enjoyed a close relationship with God, but at a crucial point in his life, God left him alone to test his character. God will do us that way. Sometimes we might not even feel his presence. He want to test our character. This is what he did with Hezekiah, to reveal a weakness and to prepare him for more responsibility. God will test our character and see what is in our heart. Every day is an important day. Every second is a growth opportunity to deepen your character, to demonstrate love, to depend on God. In Corinthians 10 and 13 says, there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not let you suffer you to be tempted, but that you are not able to stand. But with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. That's what people get, that God don't put no more on you than you're able to bear. And I believe that statement, that God knows us, and he knows what we can take and what we can't take, and he's not going to put no more on us than we can bear. Life on earth is a test. Our time on earth and our energy, our intelligence, opportunity, relationship, and resources are all gifts from God. And he has entrusted to our care and management. We are stewards, and whatever God gives us, God is the owner of everything on this earth. You hear me? God is the owner of everything on this earth. I'm going to tell you something. As being God's children, God wants to bless us in a mighty way. But we got his hand tied because we don't trust his plan for our life. When he tells us to do something, we don't want to do it. Most of the time, we don't do it. And he cannot bless us the way we should be blessed. He's the owner of everything. Don't you know if he know we need money? Don't you know he's able to give us to the earth is here and the fullness there are? The cattle on the thousand here belongs to him, and we are his children. He loves us. He wants to bless us. He wants us to have the best in life. Psalm 24:1. I told you that the earth is Lord and fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We never really own anything during our brief stay on earth. Everything here belongs to God. God just loans the earth to us while we are here. It is God's property before you arrive, and God will loan it to someone else after you die. You are just to get enjoy it for just a little while. God gave Adam dominion over all. He made him, including a woman. God intends for man to be the head of the woman. Amen. Amen. Take a brief pause right there. Paul said in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, in verse 17, I forgot the chapter. It might be chapter 7 and 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The old man is passed away. Behold, all things become new. He is a new creature in Christ. The old man is gone. I done put away that old man, my old way of lying, my old way of fornication, my own way of adultery, my own way of murdering, and everything. I have put it aside. And I have a new name. I have a new mind. The angel in heaven done changed my name. And I hope he have changed yours too. We are new creatures now. We don't see things as the world see things. We don't do what the world do. We don't say what the world say. I don't know why I'm losing my voice. If we see things the way God see them, we should have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. Love the Lord thy God with all our heart, my mind, my soul, my strength. Love our neighbors as thyself. Joy, the unspeakable joy. He will give you joy in the midst of every, no matter what we go through, God will give you joy. Tessa McKnight, she's dead and gone, but she always said, whatever problem you have, you got to praise your way through. In other words, praise God, because you know that he's going to fix it. You know that he's going to bring you out of it. So just praise your way through and pray your way through. Peace. He said he would give you peace that surpasses all understanding, that in Isaiah. And no matter what you go through, he will give you peace. I lost my daughter about 3 years ago and my granddaughter 2 years ago. And God gave me peace. I had peace. I was able to sleep at night, sleep during the daytime if I wanted to, and he just gave me complete peace. I asked him to give me peace, and he did give me peace. And I thank God for that. We should have long suffering. That means patience. We should have patience with people. When you see people doing the wrong thing, have patience with them. Go to them and tell them that, honey, you are wrong. You done the wrong thing. So you shouldn't be doing that. Don't go with them with an exalted man. It's how you talk to people. It's how you draw people. You handle them. And Jeremiah said, love and kindness have I drawn thee. Out of love and kindness, that's how you draw people to Christ. Be gentle. Goodness, David, assuredly goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Meekness, be meek and lowly at heart. Be temperate, have self-control. Don't be angry so fast. Maintain self-control. If somebody do something to you, don't be so quick to retaliate. Against such, there is no law. When we see things and view things as God view, we must. We can't do it unless we must be born again. That is the only way we can view things as God view them. We must have the Holy Spirit, accept Christ as your personal Savior. This day, tomorrow, is not promised. Romans said in 12, said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Jews said, now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God is able to present us faultless before his presence. You know, Jesus, he came down through 42 generations just to pay for our sin. You know, he didn't have to do it, but he did it anyway. Because of Adam, what Adam did, sin came upon the whole world. So we needed a Savior to restore us back to God. And Jesus, he came down. He redeemed us when he died on an old rugged cross. He bled, he suffered, and he died. But death could not hold him in the ground. He arose without power, and heaven and earth was in his hand. He can discover, he will defend. He is our advocate. He's our intercession. He's our propitiation between us and God. He pleads our case when we lie. He stand there and plead our case. So I die for that liar. I die for that whoremonger. I die for that murderer. I die for that fornication. And he restores that. But we must repent. Romans 10:9 tell us that we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. And we shall be saved. Let's do things as God do things, and not the way we want to do things. Do it our way. We want to do things our way. Let's learn to do things God way. When you do things God way, it will work out. I got to see somebody about me losing my voice. But that's not good. And I'm here to continue to tell you, trust God's plan for your life. God will not steer you wrong. He will always steer you right. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Paul says, all that God hath promised you, he is able to fulfill. That was the Apostle Paul. He knew what God could do. He was in situations so many times, but he trusted in God. He viewed things the way God viewed them. He never gave up. He was shipwrecked. He was beat. He was put in prison, but he didn't give up. When he was put in prison, they sang songs of him, and they prayed a prayer. And God delivered him out of that situation. As God delivered him, God will deliver you out of any situation you get into. He will deliver you. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he did for Paul, what he did for Moses, what he did for Joshua, what he did for David, brought him out and brought him through, forgave him. He that same God. He will do the same thing for you. He is a merciful God. He's a just God. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God. Most of all, he's a loving God. And he's a forgiving God. He will forgive you for anything except blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. If you say in your heart, a fool say in his heart, that there is no God. If I hear a person say that there is no God, I try to stay away from them. I don't stay there and argue with them and fuss with them, try to convince them because they believe that there is no God. I don't deal with them, and that's the way it is. Because there is a God. It's a fool that's in his heart. And that in the word of God, that is in Psalm, that say in his heart that there is no God. Just leave him alone. When you run into a person that don't believe in God, leave him alone. If they don't want to listen to you, tell you the way of salvation, then leave them alone and go and try to draw somebody else. because of somebody else that you can draw and you can talk to. Draw your sister and your brother. Go out there in the highways and byways. Draw men, women, boys, and girls to Christ. Be a disciple of Christ. Be a follower of Christ. Follow his ways. Do things his way. Be humble. Most of all, be humble. Know how to talk to people. Don't talk to them exalted and high minded. Talk to them with love. That's the way we should do, because God is love. In everything we do, God just wrap us up in his love. He loves us so much, and we love him so little. We want so much from God, but we give him so little. In our time, our money, our done, our faithfulness, we give him so little. If we view things as God views things, we will not do that. We will give God what is due to him. We will give him. I'm gonna read something if I can find it. I think it's in Proverbs. And I read it before to you all. Last week, I think I read it to you. Okay, and I'm going to read it to you again. It's an honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase. So your barn will be filled with plenty. And your presence shall burst out with new wine. If we honor the Lord with our first fruit. In other words, I'm going to break this in here. If we view things as God view them, we will trust him. We will bring our tithes and our offering into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, if I will not open up the wonders, he said, wonders of heaven, and pour you out blessings that you should not have room to receive. Your blessing is not always money. It could be your kids. He keep your kids. He protect your kids, your grandkids. He keep your kids out of jail. He keep your kids safe or whatever. Those are your blessings that he opened up the wonders. Your kids might be going to jail, but somehow God makes a way that they will not go to jail. That is a blessing. Your blessing come in different ways. Your health might be on the downward road, but then God can restore you because of your faithfulness. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to do things as he do them. Maintain and get, if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit, ask God to give you the fruit of the Spirit, and you can brew things at God brew them. My time is up. May God bless you, and may God keep you, and I hope that you brew things life as God brew them. God bless you, God keep you, and remember that it's all in the Word. God bless. I hope it didn't get out of me. You weren't able to get away, if I can.